So the epistle for the fourth Sunday after the Epiphany is taken from Romans chapter 13. Brethren, owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth his neighbor hath fulfilled the law. For thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. If there be any other commandment, it is comprised in this word, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The love of our neighbor worketh no evil. Love, therefore, is the fulfilling of the law. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 8. At that time when Jesus entered into the boat, his disciples followed him. And behold, a great tempest arose in the sea, so that the boat was covered with waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awaked him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And Jesus said to them, Why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then rising up, he commanded the winds and the sea, and there came a great calm. But the men wondered, saying, What manner of man is this? For the winds and the sea obey him. Please be seated. Why do you fear? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, yesterday we had the feast of the presentation, the purification, Candlemas, which ended the Christmas cycle itself. But today's Mass, we see that our Lord, he continues on showing to us his divinity. It's one of the things that the manifestation that we found at the Epiphany was the manifestation of the divinity of our Lord to the Gentile people, to the three kings especially. And then in these Sundays that follow the Epiphany, the Church gives to us for contemplation to see different examples of how our Lord shows to us, illustrates his divinity, that he is God. If you remember, we had the miracle at Cana, with the miracle of the changing of the water into wine. Last Sunday, we had the curing of the leper and the servant. So these different ways that our Lord shows to us that he is God. And so here we have it, that he is the Lord of the sea. Just another manifestation of his power that he had. We also see is the famous rebuke that our Lord gives to then his disciples that followed him onto the boat. Why do you fear, O ye of little faith? They immediately, when the waves came onto the boats, they immediately thought that they were going to die. They said, we perish. And so they asked him to save them from that. And that is where then our Lord rebukes them. And then he rises, he awakes, and he comes and then calms then the sea that they're on. And so for them, they wonder at the end of it, what manner of man is this? So again, these manifestations of the divinity, the power of God, and that he shows to all of us. And so with that, obviously, there's many different things that we can look at in terms of this gospel account. In one way we can look at it in terms of Holy Mother the Church, the boat symbolizing the bark of St. Peter, symbolizing the Catholic Church and how it's going to be tossed around by the world, the rough waters that are there. But then our Lord, tells us the gates of hell will never prevail against my church. And so, yes, even though we see the struggles, the sufferings that Holy Mother the Church undergoes at this time, we have to come back to those words of our Lord, that the gates of hell will never prevail against his church. And so it helps us to try to at least to understand that God is watching over everything. God is watching over Holy Mother the Church. He's watching over all of our souls. That he is there to calm the seas and the waters. And how then that peace that will come from that. But yet, yes, we still wonder at times why the church has to go through some of these sufferings. But in the same way, we can look at the individual soul itself. The Christian soul also will have its troubles and its difficulties too. And that's where we look at, who is greater than the Master. We look at what our Lord suffered and what our Lord went through in his life. And so it seems almost fitting that, yes, all of us, We won't have clear sailing ourselves. We will have our struggles. We will have our difficulties. But just as our Lord, when he stood and he came and calmed the water for them, the same way for us to look at it in terms of the temptations that we suffer, the crosses, the trials that we undergo, that we turn to our Lord for that help that we need. That we ask him for, in a sense, that calming of the sea around us. Because we know, obviously, the devil will never be idle. He will always be trying to stir trouble for souls, for the church, whatever it may be. But yet we know that we have the recourse to our Lord. He shows us in this example the confidence, the trust that we have in our Lord and how we will deal with the difficulties and the struggles that we go through in life. That confidence that we need. And that's where he shows and rebukes then his disciples. You know, in telling them what little faith that you have. But again, it can be difficult for any of us. It can be a struggle for any of us at times. But that is where then this gospel shows to us, one, yes, illustrates the divinity of our Lord, but then also that trust that we have in him, that we need to have in him, that we turn toward him, especially in these difficulties and these times. And then also we can look at it in terms of, you know, just as I mentioned with the Christmas cycle ending yesterday, you know, we had Candlemas with the blessing of the candles. Our Lord signifies he is this light to the world. So we have the candles lit during the procession, during the gospel, and then during the canon of the Mass itself. But again, we also see how that parallels itself with the Passion. You know, how again our Lord at Easter time comes out to be that light for us. You see how the church brings out this, we can say this motif of this idea of our Lord being this light to the world. Coming in the darkness at Christmas time, but then also that he is where the light and darkness meet at Easter time. And then we see very clearly that our Lord is this light, Lumen Christi, that we say at the Paschal Vigil. As we bring in the Paschal candle itself, our Lord again signifying that, that he is this light to the world for us. And so that's something that we can see the underlying theme of that, how this kingdom of light that we find on earth comes from our Lord. And so here we can look at it in terms of the sea itself, the darkness of the sea, because of the storm that is obviously that is rising, the tempest that comes. This darkness of the sea, and then our Lord being that light, calms everything for them. And so it's helpful for us then to try to understand that, to look at that idea and that sense of the passion that our Lord will suffer again, but then he has the resurrection being the light at the end of the tunnel, we can say. And so it's helpful for us to kind of meditate and to look at these different ideas, these different things that we find. Just as the church gives us these things to think about, to meditate upon, it's helpful for that for us then to try to apply them to our lives. You know, as I say, how our Lord triumphs over sin, over death, and that is the light that we see through his resurrection. He rises and he calms then the time. And so it's helpful for us then to look at that again. You know, how we'll be tossed about by the storms that we see in our world around us, the temptations that the devil will try to have us fall into. And so it's good for us to meditate upon the victory of our Lord. And as I say, these Sundays after the Epiphany, you know, we have this, seeing all these different examples of the proof of our Lord's divinity, that he is God, that he came into this world for us to redeem mankind. And so there are meditations meant for us to think about. And then soon enough, then we'll start going into, obviously, the Lenten season. But again, the idea of our Lord being the light to the world. And that light is the path that we must follow. And that's what helps us to try to see that, that our Lord is meant to be this light for us in the darkness. We talked before about darkness and being sin. And so therefore, then, he brings this light to us, helps us to understand that, to follow him, to follow that path that our Lord gives to us. As I say, his victory over sin, his victory over death, and that's something that we recognize in every Mass that we attend. Our Lord's resurrection, his sufferings on the cross to lead to his resurrection. And so that's where we say then every Sunday is another link that the church gives to us, helps us to see that it shows us that it's protecting us from our baptism till our final end, our final glory. The struggles that we have through life, the church will be that light for us. This bark, we can say, the safe harbor. And that is how then through our strong faith we will be victorious at the very end. And so this virtue of our faith needs to be strengthened. And that's where we can meditate upon what our Lord has done for us, to see that he is still watching over Holy Mother the Church. He is still watching over each and every one of our souls, that he is there for us in the times of temptation, in the times of trials, in the times of difficulties. You see that in the lives of the saints. And many times our Lord has said that he was the one, the calming influence for them to be able to overcome then the temptations that they were enduring at that time, because our Lord was there for them. So truly, let us pray for a strong faith. Let us ask for that gift of faith that we need, especially in our modern times, yes, when we see the way that the world is going. We see the struggles that the church is undergoing. We see our own struggles that we have too. Let us pray for that strong faith that will help us not to rely on our own strength, but to turn to our Lord and ask for that help. I mean, just as we see the example, I mean, obviously the disciples, they go to him, they're rebuked, but they go to him and ask, save us before we perish. And that should be the response for every single one of us, that we go to our Lord, save us before we perish. But that realizing through the graces that God will give to us of him being there for us, that we can say the words that we find in sacred scripture, I can do all things in him who strengthens me. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.